I know. Very early.
Kathleen,
Go ahead, we're recording.
Let the minutes show that he arrived 6 minutes early.
All right. You'll have a great
word. You're muted.
Reflected, right? It is officially reflected. Due to the coronavirus and the need. Let me start
with the date of the meeting. I know.
Welcome, everyone, to the Roosevelt Borough Council meeting of November 9th, 2020. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Dermody? Let's see, he's absent. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Vroman is absent. Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum.
Let it rip.
I don't have an actual report tonight. I just wanted to congratulate Joe Biden on winning the election, both nationally and in Roosevelt, and also congratulate Councilmember Trammell and Councilmember Esikoff for retaining their seats, for winning again in Roosevelt. So welcome to another 3 years on the Roosevelt Borough Council.
Joe? Yeah, congratulations, Lou.
Don't say a word.
I know. That's why I'm audio instead of video tonight.
We're good. To public comment at 7:05. This is for agenda items only. Does anyone, Michael, have anything to say about the agenda?
Okay, one comment on the resolution 106. I just want to call to your attention and to the borough attorney's attention that it says that certification of a continued ownership of the improvements on the leased land at the FDR Memorial, and it says the council is certifying the borough continually own and provide for the, and the reality is the borough, it has it under a 99-year lease. I don't know if you want to certify that we own it, that the borough owns it, unless somehow own can be included as defined, a 99-year lease can be included within own. I just want to bring that to your attention.
Okay, well, when we get to that resolution, I guess we'll discuss it then.
So Mr. Cannon did forward me a revised resolution. So I thought when we get to that, we could do just an amendment and make note where that change has been added to.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Michael made that, Anna aware of that concern. So I already fixed the resolution. So it's ready to go.
Good, okay. Thank you. Yeah, it mentions it, Anna. So thank you.
Try to stay ahead of you, Michael.
Good, that's what we want.
For anyone else from the public who would like to speak about agenda items? Close the public portion, public comment on agenda items at 7:07. We'll come to correspondence. We have a letter from Assemblyman Ronald Dancer dated October 26, 2020 regarding JCP&L's proposed rate increase. Did people have a chance to read this?
Yeah, I did. They're asking for a 7.8% rate increase.
JCP&L.
Yeah, JCP&L for the, I guess, storm damage to do the repairs. Now, in 2017, they got a 4% increase, and they were supposed to address some of the issues to prevent some of the problems that we experienced. And so I think that our representative Dancer is, and I'm in agreement that it's a significant increase. I mean, if you look at it over 3 years, it's over 11%, almost 12% increase. And they really haven't addressed what I can see the problem that we've been experiencing, and that's storm damage that, you know, that so we don't get the service. And it's a real issue. And he'd like to see an audit done and I guess a little closer scrutiny of this increase, but it's in opposition to the increase.
I'll read the one, it's one paragraph, and this pretty much summarizes. I'm writing today to inform you about the recent legislative action that I've taken regarding JCP&L's proposed rate increase. As I believe this issue is of interest to you, enclosed, please find a copy of Assembly Resolution 198 opposing Jersey Central Power and Light Company proposed rate increase and urging the Board of Public Utilities to appoint a special master to conduct a review of the company's finance. This resolution was introduced on October 22nd, 2020. As always, please feel free to contact my district office anytime I may be of assistance to you. So I agree. On a personal note, I think maybe they could have taken some of that enormous amount of money they spent cutting down all of our trees and put it toward storm damage prevention, but that's just my personal opinion. Anyway, that's that was the one piece of correspondence we received. Come to approval of minutes, the regular meeting minutes dated October 26, 2020.
Well, make a motion to approve the October 26 minutes.
Second.
Any discussion?
Okay, Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Schumacher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Resolution 20-102? No. Never mind. Come to resolutions. Resolution 20-101, payment of bills for November 9th, 2020.
I move that we pay the bills before our electricity gets cut off.
Especially for the statements I made.
Yeah, especially after our, you know, agreeing with that resolution.
Good idea. Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 20-101 passes. Resolution 20-102, resolution authorizing an agreement with the Monmouth County Board of Chosen Freeholders to provide special citizen area transportation service. Basically the SCAT bus. Familiar with?
Yes, and there was no increase. They're right, maintaining the same
spirit.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the SCAT agreement.
I'll second.
Second. Sorry, Lou. You got it, Lou.
No, you can have it.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Schumacher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. 21-02 passes. Resolution 20-103. Resolution authorizing the borough engineer to request a 6-month extension from the New Jersey Department of Transportation in connection with the grant received for replacement of Farm Lane.
Yes.
Do I have a motion?
Yes, you do.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Up on Farm Lane.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 103 passes. Resolution 20-104. Resolution with the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt awarding a contract for well number 3, rehabilitation and pump replacement. I have a motion.
I'll move that.
Second?
Yes.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
104 passes. Resolution 20-105, resolution to support submission of application for the New Jersey Department of Transportation Alternative Set Aside Program. Basically, this, you know, we've been working hard to in support of the application we submitted, hoping for a grant to rehabilitate and beautify our amphitheater area, but they need an actual resolution from the council. An official support.
I'll move 20-105.
Second.
Go ahead. I'll second it. Okay.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Also, I should add that they also needed a letter of support from the school, which, the principal CFA, Mary Robinson Cohen, was happy to comply. She and the school sent a very nice letter of support for this grant as well. Resolution 20-106, resolution supporting project under Transportation Alternatives Set Aside Program.
I'll move 20-106.
Okay, so before we do that, it's going to be amended to include control by the borough under a 99-year lease from 1961 to 2060, which lease expressively permits the proposed improvements.
Okay. And so I'll amend my initial approval of 20-106 to include the 99-year lease provision.
Okay.
And we still need a second.
Second.
I'll second. I got you, Lou.
Now, this is, I understand that it's just for the sidewalk improvement part of it. Is that correct?
Oh, I understood it to be.
Because we have two, 105 and 106.
Yeah, 105 is approving the application, supporting the submission of the application.
Okay.
And 106, I thought, was the actual project.
It's the sidewalk improvements and the amphitheater rehabilitation.
Right. Okay, so it's the whole thing.
Yeah, no.
Got it.
They needed required two separate. Roll call?
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Schumacher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. 2106 passes. Reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Dermody is absent. Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
As usual, we're doing fine. Everybody's we're doing what they're supposed to be doing and doing it well. I really have nothing of consequence.
Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
I think we were busy with this election thing, you know, so.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we were discussing those things rather than finance, so no report.
Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Well, the only thing I have to report is Joe had gotten a call from a resident that the culvert on 571 was backing up, and Joe called the Monmouth County people, and they came out today and they cleaned it out, and it's looking good now.
Perfect. Great. Yeah.
Good. Nice job.
Yeah, the water was up there a couple of feet, and a couple of feet more, it would have been spilling over the roadway. So,
you know, maybe that will wake them up, and they'll start cleaning up the empty box, and we'll get a creek instead of a mud hole. Right now,
good luck.
With dead trees.
Yeah. Joe? Councilmember Trammell, utilities?
Steve came over last Saturday, I think it was, and visited John Holden at the water plant, got the tour and whatnot. It was good. And everything seems to be moving right along in the utilities now. So no real report.
Good. It's good. Mm-hmm. And Councilmember Roman is absent. Old business.
Say again?
No, I said Councilmember Roman is absent.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Old business? Does anyone have any old business they'd like to address?
We are making progress. From what I'm told, we're making progress on the generator. The company that we are hiring has already been here and reviewed what's going on. For all of you who don't know that, and we're moving forward on this, and I'm very happy to hear that, because again, winter is coming, folks.
Yeah, I've been grateful that it's been nice and warm. We haven't had to worry too much.
I would hope that they can get it in there before we have a big problem, if we have it one at all.
All right, new business. First item is discussion of the best practice inventory report. As you know, this is due every year, and we get one. So we receive a score. Okay, every town receives a score. So if you don't receive a score of at least 16, then financial aid from the state can be withheld from anywhere from, I think, 25% all the way to 100%. So you must have a minimum score of 16, and Roosevelt scored a 22. So we're in really good shape. And we're obviously doing our best practices in the best way.
The only areas where I think we could use some work and build our score up is cybersecurity. Some of the categories, a lot of them now involve cybersecurity and that kind of thing. So I don't know, Joe, do you have any comments on that, or how we might be able to address that?
You might want to sit with the IT guys and just go over the best practices report. I don't think that they've ever really been involved in it. Although Anna and them speak a lot, so
Anna's in contact with them.
Okay. Yeah, it could be improved. I don't know.
I can ask Anna to have a discussion about it with them.
Yeah, that would be great. This way we can get a few extra
points. They said that everything was good. Maybe we just need a policy.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
I know Greg is going to be working on the employee handbook. and some of these policies should be included in that. Correct, Greg?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, moving on to the second item, the stormwater ordinance. So
everybody received it.
Reed, Carmella, Roberts, we have to have an entirely new stormwater ordinance. So our prior one is not being changed. It's being replaced by a brand new one. So that will be on.
Why are we doing that? Is that because we have to comply with
the state? Not our decision, it's the state.
I understand it's the state, but are we, the old one is not good because we're not complying to the new regulations?
I don't know if the state ever tells us why. I mean, do we know why? Obviously they feel that it's not.
Not adequate, all right, fair enough.
It's not, I'm sure it's been updated.
Michael, you.
Because of all the new regulations that they put into effect.
Yeah.
New regulations.
New regulations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The old one's up, coming up. Right.
So that's what I meant. Okay.
So that will be on the
November 23rd.
So if you have a chance to read it, and it'll be on our November 23rd agenda.
Okay.
Okay. And the third item is the rabies.
Who's writing this? Carmella?
Pardon me, Blue?
Carmella writing this ordinance?
Yes, it was in your packet. It's like many, 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 many pages.
Many, many what?
Pages. probably about 15, 20. So Mr. Cannon will review to make sure and put it in the proper format, and we'll have it on the 11/23 agenda for first reading.
Very good. Thank you.
Do you think states like Arizona have stormwater ordinances? Where it doesn't rain?
No idea. Probably.
Well, when it does rain, they have problems.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Who's this?
Okay, the third item is the rabies clinic, which has always been held in Roosevelt, but due to the coronavirus, the situation has changed this year. So it will be held in Millstone. Millstone Park, which is on Red Valley Road in Millstone. It's 4.5 miles from our borough hall. And it's on November 21st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So,
you know, when I read that, I suggested to Anna that when you do this, you ought to give some directions as to where this place is, because there are people that live in Roosevelt that have never heard of it and don't know Red Valley Road from a hole in the wall.
No, that's true. And, but I think most people, I mean,
you know, where is this place? I'm only 8 years here, you know. So
it's Red Tavern Road. It's 4.5 miles from here.
You know, it's Red. There's Red Tavern Road. There's Red Valley Road. There's all kinds of fancy little roads there, and I think it would be worthwhile to put it in the bulletin or in the, on the bulletin board as to what the
or on the website.
Website.
The web. That's what I said to her. I said when they announced this thing on the website, they should have put a directions. It was when I first read it, and I lived here 50 years. I didn't know it was Red Valley Road. I rode on it only twice in my whole life.
I will tell you that this is, of course, sponsored by the Monmouth County Board of Health.
Yes.
So they are having this set up, and they wanted, you know, Upper Freehold and Roosevelt and Millstone and any other residents in the county that need to get their animals, dogs, cats, have it updated, right, rabies.
But it's a small window, so be aware that
it should also be posted on the county, Monmouth County website. But we'll get instructions or directions.
Yeah.
So this is Red Valley Road?
Yeah. Yes, you know where the fire department is, Joe, on County Route 524 in Millstone?
Yeah.
You know where the fire department, so you okay.
To the corner.
You know where the bend in the road is and the deli is on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
Right. Before you get to the deli, you want to go straight onto Spring Road, and it's just a triangle, a little triangle. And then you make right onto Red Valley Road, and it's right down there, probably a mile and a half on the left-hand side.
Okay.
It's a brand new park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's why none of us ever heard of it.
Brand new.
I never heard of it either.
Yeah.
Okay, we come to public comment at 7:24 p.m. on any item. Is there anyone from the public, Michael, who would like to speak?
Yes. I just want to say I was commenting on the fact.
Mike, identify yourself.
Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road. Just wanted to note that according to Monmouth County, that I'm now a special citizen, which I'm not sure why senior citizen, what was wrong with calling a senior citizen area transportation, but now we're special citizens. So I don't know if that makes us more distinguished or what, but I'm sort of humorous.
Well, it's special citizens.
Special citizens, yes. Mm-hmm. As opposed to ordinary citizens.
Feel better. Connotation.
You live long enough, you become a special citizen.
You're a special citizen area transportation instead of senior citizen. Yep. It's
whatever. What?
Anyone else from the public about for the public comment?
Michael, do you want to make mention of the fact that we've been looking for?
I can't hear you.
We may be looking for a member for our board.
Okay, I'll talk to you about it later. Yeah.
Okay.
Like in a daze tonight.
There's no other public. You want to close public comment?
Close public comment at 7:26 p.m. I'm sorry. We're very distracted tonight. Counselor, do we need a closed session?
No, not this evening. Definitely nothing to report.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion. Mike?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, meeting.
Aye.
7:26. Yeah. That's almost a record, not quite.
Good night, all.
Good night. Short and sweet.
Michael.
Okay. I'll call you. Yeah.